The seventh Sunday in ordinary time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, I say this to you who are listening. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who treat you badly. To the man who slaps you on one cheek, present the other cheek too. To the man who takes your cloak from you, do not refuse your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your property back from the man who robs you. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks can you expect? For even sinners do that much. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Instead, love your enemies and do good, and lend without any hope of return. You will have a great reward, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged yourselves. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned yourselves. Grant pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and there will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured out into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will be given back.
Continuing his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says to the assembled crowd, I told you yesterday how God is to be loved. I will insist on how our neighbour is to be loved. Once it was said, you shall love your friend and hate your enemy. No, not so. This was all right for the times when man did not have the comfort of God's smile. But now new times have come, when God has loved man so much as to send his word to redeem him. Now the word is speaking, and it is already an outpouring of grace. Later, the word will consummate the sacrifice of peace and redemption, and there will not only be an outpouring of grace, but God will be given to every soul believing in Christ. It is therefore necessary to elevate the love for our neighbour to a perfection that unifies friend and enemy. Have you been slandered? Love and forgive. Have you been struck? Love and offer the other cheek to him who smacked you, considering that it is better that he gives vent to his wrath on you, who can put up with it, rather than on somebody else who would take vengeance for an insult. Have you been robbed? Do not think, this neighbour of mine is greedy, but charitably say, this poor brother of mine is needy, and give him your tunic as well if he has stolen your mantle. You will make it impossible for him to steal twice, because he will have no need to rob another person of his tunic. You may say, it may be a vice and not a need. Well, give just the same. God will reward you for it, and the wicked man will pay for it. But many times, and this should remind you of what I told you yesterday about lowliness, when he sees how he has been dealt with, his vice will drop from his heart, and the sinner will redeem himself, making amends for the theft, by handing back what he has stolen. Be generous towards those who, being more honest, ask you for what they need instead of robbing you. if the rich were really poor in spirit, as I explained yesterday, there would be no painful social inequalities, the cause of so many human and superhuman calamities. Always consider, if I were in need, how would I feel if I were denied help? And then act according to the reply of your ego. Do to others what you would like done to yourself, and do not do to others what you would not like done to yourself. The old saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, is not one of the Ten Commandments, but was added because man, devoid of grace, is such a beast that he only understands vengeance. This old saying has been cancelled. It has indeed been cancelled by the new words, love him who hates you, pray for him who persecutes you, justify him who slanders you, bless him who curses you, help the one who harms you, be peaceful with quarrelsome people, willingly help those who have recourse to you without practicing extortion. Do not criticize, do not judge. You do not know the particular reason for man's actions. Be generous and merciful in all kinds of assistance. The more you give, the more will be given, and a full, pressed down measure will be poured by God onto the lap of him who has been generous. God will give you not only according to what you have given, but he will give you much more. Endeavour to love and be loved. The Sermon on the Mount continues for a number of days, and each day the crowd grows larger. On the final day, Jesus tells the people, "My children, my sermon is drawing to a close as the day is nearing its end while the sun is setting in the west. I want you to remember the words of this meeting on the mountain. Engrave them in your hearts. Read them over and over again and very often. Let them be your everlasting guidance. And above all, be good to those who are weak. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. Remember that the moment might come when God could remind you, that is how you judged, so you knew that that was bad. You therefore committed a sin knowing what you were doing. You must now pay for it. Charity is an absolution. Be charitable to everybody and in everything." Jesus speaks to Maria Valtorta about a special form of love. Do you know what kind of love people have who, out of the heroism of love alone and duty towards God and their brothers and sisters, go on showing interest and concern in bringing their wicked brothers and sisters benefit and in trying to make them good and glorify the Lord? They have perfect love, the love which carries out everything and forgives everything, overcoming all. It is moved by the perfect end of doing the work which is pleasing to God. Do they not succeed? Is it clear that they do not succeed? Is it clear that God knows they do not succeed? It doesn't matter. They act all the same. It is the heroism of duty done to perfection. For if people did not love in God those who they know are delinquents, traitors, and incorrigible in their perverse sentiments, they could not love such delinquents. But they love them with the sublime love which swelled my heart on the cross, when I was not praying for the just, but calling for the Father's forgiveness on those who were my killers. This is the love I want in you, for all those who hate you. If only you knew how this love that we give to those who are our unbending enemies, the unconvertible, works miracles. It happens directly, as was the love of Stephen for Saul, a love which obtained for the latter an encounter with me on the road to Damascus. And it happens indirectly, because love is not lost, not even an infinitesimal part of love, of this coin, of this yeast, of this balm which is love, remains without fruit. Gathered in by the angels, noted by God, it rises into the treasury of heaven. And there it serves. Oh, God's operations are mysterious. To acquire, bring growth to, and treat souls which are slaves of Satan, immobile souls in their newly fashioned justice, wounded and sick souls. The love given for the conversion of our crucifiers and remaining without fruit for them on account of their perverse will goes on to nourish other souls with grace, souls who are unknown on earth but will be known in heaven. Azaria, Maria's guardian angel, has a message for Maria. Peter, a faithful echo of his master, says, "Do not pay back evil with evil or curse with curse, but rather bless, since it is for this that you have been called, to inherit the blessing." Oh, it is hard. I understand that it is hard. Even in the most spiritual creatures, the flesh is not cancelled, and it attempts to avoid the lash of offences. But I want to teach you the secret to obtain victory over the human self, excessively incited by the arrows which continually wound you. Listen, soul of mine. If you contemplate the arrows of offences for what they are, offences, you cannot love them. If you contemplate those who shoot at you for what they are, unjust, you cannot love them. But do the same as Blessed Sebastian, who considered that every additional arrow was another feather granted for his flight close at hand. If you contemplate the arrows of offences as the weapons of martyrdom, as numerous darts of fire which, in consuming your flesh with quick flames, serve to purify it and dissolve the jail of your soul. If you see your torturers as the most effective collaborators in giving you the martyr's crown. If you consider that God loves you limitlessly to the point of allowing you to be like his confessors, like his son, killed by men to redeem men, if you do what I'm saying to you, you will love the offences which transfix you. You will kiss them as the martyrs kiss their chains, and you will love the ones who, in opening heaven to you by taking your life, are, without realizing, your prime benefactors. Our most holy Lord told you once, speaking in a vision, there is no man who is completely bad, voluntarily bad, throughout life. It is thus necessary to feel pity, thinking of the good a person may have done, which we do not know. Act this way, soul of mine. And emphasizing this last advice, Jesus reminds Maria of an instruction, "Do not judge," which he had given to her some years previously. He says, "In 1941 you had a lot of wheat, your love for truth and your faithfulness to it. You had a lot of goodwill for serving me and taking the light into hearts, even at the price of using a heavy hand and wounding to make way for the light. You were in a great hurry to bring your conquests to my hunger for hearts. You had everything, but not enough yeast of charity. How much love, how much experience, patience, and gentleness. In short, how much charity is needed to heal souls and change them from sick into healthy ones, from poisoned into free ones, from formless into well-formed ones. If one goes with harshness, stubbornness, impatience, and a lack of charity, one causes a greater evil, provoking obstinacy, anger, and separation from the doctor and educator, indeed, from the one rearing souls, and thus from goodness. If I had not halted you with my do not judge, making you reflect that even in someone apparently less suited to being an instrument of God, God might be present, you would have broken, with your violence, what I had knotted together, a silk thread destined to become a ship's hawser, with cables of superhuman charity and human affection.